Lieutenant Governor Doug Chin launched his first political campaign for the U.S. Congressional District 1 seat. He previously served as managing director for the City and County of Honolulu and State Attorney General. But nothing prepared him for a statewide race.
I was scared. I didn't actually know what this was going to be like. You know, will my family be able to survive this? Or will I go into debt just because of the pressures of the campaign? And I'm just happy to be able to say that I came out on the other side of it. Maybe not winning this time, but actually being someone who was able to run a clean, positive, professional campaign. And I'm really proud of that.
Chin came in second in a crowded field with five other Democrats. He's pleased with the results and learned about humility.
I think growing up, I always felt like you should never ask for help and you should always try to turn down help. But I realized that in order to run for office, you have to put yourself in that kind of vulnerable situation. And so I did. And there was great blessings that came from it.
Sharon Moriwaki ran her first campaign in Senate District 12 to represent Kaka'ako, Makaali Mo'ili'ili, and Waikiki. She was a volunteer for Kaka'ako United, which expanded representation on the Hawaii Community Development Authority Board and limited building heights to 400 feet.
We did a lot of work as a community, as a neighborhood, but, you know, it just wasn't enough, and we were always having to watch. And, you know, you would think they would come to us and ask us and represent our interests. So it was backwards. So that's why I decided to run.
Moriwaki made a $50,000 loan to her campaign and set out to be a visible presence in the district.
My mission was to get my name and my message out in the community because I was so unknown. I sent out 7 mailers. Every mailer was about $5,500.
Her strategy worked. Moriwaki beat incumbent Senator Brickwood Galuteria by more than a 20% margin. But she says it was a long, tough race.
To be out there is very difficult. That's why people don't run. It's tough. You're putting yourself out there. People ask you, what do you stand for? And they come after you. And you just have to have thick skin. You are vulnerable because you're putting yourself on the line.
Lieutenant Governor Chin, meanwhile, has not made any future plans, but says he's now comfortable campaigning for public office, and he's proud of his family.
I am so grateful to my wife and kids for their support. That actually has meant more to me than anything.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.